Components of CRM strategy. Components of CRM strategy include those listed in Exhibit 6-4, Enterprise Business Systems, EBS, Web Systems, Marketing, External Data, CRM Applications, Analytics, and Service, Exhibit 6-4. Components of CRM strategy. The first component, EBS, is the technological backbone. EBS is the collective name for some critical applications. Customer database, which contains customer contact details, shipping preferences, and account information. Transaction maintenance, which enables the electronic entry of sales orders, including those from the internet, and creation of sales history files. Sales order status and updates. Sales support data, including pricing, promotion, and inventory information. Financial details of accounts receivables, interest, collections, and financial analysis. Quite often the data in EBS comes from an enterprise resources planning system. The second component is the web system, which enables customers to use the organization's website to peruse product photos and information, order products, and participate in online auctions and even online learning. Marketing is the heart of customer management. Its critical role is to ensure that customers know about product, service, and company information that will lead them to making purchases. This component is pivotal when it comes to identifying the specific values a customer expects from the company's products and services. Next, external data helps support the creation of collaborative partnerships among the company's suppliers, resellers, and channel partners. This information is used to generate highly desirable bundles of products and promotions, attractive packaging design, order fulfillment, and product merchandising. It is also used in determining transportation choices. The CRM application, the fifth component, is actually made up of three elements: operations, collaborative, and analytical CRM. Operations CRM consists of web portals, email, customer service, ordering, invoicing and billing, and sales statistics from EBS. Collaborative CRM is used to do forecasting and design processes. Analytical CRM is focused on the analysis of historical information on customers and how that information is captured, stored efficiently, and reported. Analytics includes the evaluation of sales activities and key databases tracking prospects, product lists, and payment data. The key here is having this information be actionable so that business processes are customer-centric. Service is the final component in this model, and its focus is on follow-up with the customer after the sale. This support function is instrumental in enriching customer relationships and may include cyber agents who assist customers live while in the midst of ordering, electronic service surveys, automated contact centers, and web-based self-service. Collectively, these components provide an organization with a 360-degree view of the customer. CRM processes. CRM processes indicate how to execute marketing, sales, and customer service activities and specify the order in which the activities should occur. Process strategy should focus on improving the time to market for these activities by reducing specific tasks and activities for demand management, planning, communicating, influencing, and managing and prioritizing demand to just those that are value added. Executing demand management tasks as quickly as is feasible, maximizing the number of tasks that can be performed concurrently rather than sequentially. An essential element of CRM process strategy is a formal monitoring and feedback process. This will enable and require the strategy to adapt when actual results differ from planned results. The results of demand influencing and other CRM activities are difficult to accurately predict, so organizations should build in tolerances for sensing and responding to implementation difficulties or varying levels of customer awareness and demand for the product or service. It is also important to review the metrics that are being used to assess performance. Sometimes organizations continue to use metrics that have not been revised to be more customer-centric. For example, a common metric used for call center performance evaluation is the number of win-back customers that have been convinced to continue as customers. A win-back customer is one who is terminating or has terminated their relationship. However, a better customer-centric metric would include the customer's value to the organization in the calculation. Adopting process improvements can be challenging. One way to help drive process improvements in a busy environment where everyone is working on execution of CRM activities is to use a process such as the plan, do, check, action model so that plans can be linked to decisions, decisions linked to metrics, metrics linked to results, and results fed back into plans. CRM organizational structures. Organizational structures are important to CRM because demand management efforts can differ widely and teams need to be formed to handle each different type of activity. For example, media-based marketing is a very different activity from direct marketing, and separate teams typically are needed to handle these specialized tasks. Team members can focus on one type of marketing, and training can consist of job rotations, switching between jobs to learn each one, and mentoring so that teams can adapt to changes in demand plan priorities. When organizations shift from traditional marketing and sales to customer-centric demand management, organizational structures will also need to be adapted to ensure that job descriptions, policies, workflow, and performance measurements reflect the focus on segmenting customers by organizational value and customer needs. Finally, organizational structure is an issue for CRM strategy because of the different types of customers that each require different types of sales and marketing campaigns: prospective, vulnerable, win-back, and loyal. CRM teams can specialize in a type of campaign or perform job rotation to learn the most effective approaches to succeeding with each type. Note that when performing job rotations or other learning activities, a best practice is to get experience while working with the less profitable customer segments so as not to endanger the more profitable segments, except with win-back customers, where it is always a priority to contact the most profitable segments first and usually not as a training exercise. CRM technologies. Technology has driven the change toward a customer-centric and integrated marketplace, and it has also facilitated the way businesses can manage this change. If technology has made it easier for customers to shop for the best price, it has also made it easier for businesses to gather information about customer buying habits so that marketing programs can be adjusted to their targeted audiences. If electronic commerce has cut into the business of brick-and-mortar retailers, it has also improved cash flow and significantly reduced costs associated with invoicing. Similarly, technology has been used to accomplish the levels of integration necessary for CRM. Suppliers can communicate with customers in real time, and information can be shared so that systems show current status. Processes can be automated, enabling spending more time on value-added work. Alerts and notifications can be made instantly so that corrective actions can be taken immediately. CRM technology strategy relies on proper collection, storage, and use of customer data. Storage of data is critical. All CRM transactional data should be stored in a single database that is integrated and capable of scaling up to handle a large amount of throughput from CRM operations. This database can also serve for data analysis and reporting purposes if it is robust enough to handle such demands, or a separate database for reporting and analysis can be developed, called a customer data warehouse, CDW. The important strategic choice is between a CDW and a single database. If a CDW is deemed necessary, it should be linked to the transactional database to receive regular automated batch updates so it can be kept synchronized. If the choice is to have a single integrated logical database, it can simplify reconciliation, but must be robust enough not to slow down transactional processing tasks. Cloud-based CRM databases are typically used for both transactional and analysis purposes. Data collection practices also need review in a CRM strategy. It is important to verify that transactions are being recorded and that there are steps to ensure data validity. For example, an organization can avoid common data collection issues by not allowing outbound call records to be deleted until they are first transferred to the CRM database. Other technology requirements for a successful CRM strategy include selection of tools for effective data mining, the process of studying data to search for previously unknown relationships, along with decision support systems, call center applications, and campaign management tools. Products or services stage and lifecycle. The product lifecycle is shown in Exhibit 6-5. Here we'll look at the lifecycle stages from the point of view of how they intersect with CRM, and we'll use case studies to see how different businesses manage their CRM strategy relative to the stages of their products' lives. Exhibit 6-5, Product Lifecycle, Development Stage, New product development or modifications to existing products is essential to cultivating brand loyalty and developing lifetime customers. CRM makes it both possible and necessary to align product development with what customers actually want. Information gathered through CRM, for example, customer feedback, focus groups, online customer chat room comments, data on customer buying behaviors and trends, blogs, and social networking sites such as Facebook or LinkedIn, can be used to identify an idea or concept that has the potential to meet customer needs and increase profits. Once customer desires have been identified, a successful product design must be measured against profit goals and the product's ability to meet those customer expectations and improve competitive position. The next step is to gauge the success of the product in the actual marketplace. CRM can be employed here to select test customer segments. Both the product and its promotional plan can be tested against key performance indicators such as cost and profit goals, customer satisfaction measures, market penetration, or improvement in competitive position. Testing should confirm the accuracy and completeness of the CRM strategy. Is the product what this segment is looking for? Is the pricing correct? Is this the correct channel? Is the audience hearing and responding to promotions? What customer care issues have arisen? What infrastructure will be needed to tend to those issues? In some business types, the development stage offers an opportunity to create customer ownership. By involving key customers in the product or service crafting phase, the business creates a sense of partnership and mutual investment that will translate into greater potential for lifetime customers. These key customers will provide an early platform of sales to sustain the product until it begins to grow. They may become a source of recommendations, referrals, or word of mouth, person-to-person advertising, case study, development and clothing retail business. Here's the background on the first case study company, a clothing retailer that has outlets in major cities on three continents. This company targets the young shopper and offers a full line of clothing and accessories at moderate prices. Store designs reflect the shopper's cultures. Currently, buyers order products at quarterly shows from a variety of vendors. The problem with this is that the retailer is always chasing changing trends. Stock must reflect the very latest fashions. A complicating factor is the unpredictability of local markets. What's hot in one area may not sell at all in another market. If the company guesses wrong on a fashion or if they take too long getting items into the stores, the stock must be moved to the deeply discounted sale racks. At best, the supply chain is wasting expensive floor space on items with little or no profit margin. At worst, items will have to be sold to a reseller or discarded. Profit margins are tight on some lines since price points, the points at which the young shopper with somewhat limited finances shrugs and goes somewhere else, dictate aggressive pricing. In spite of these challenges, competition is growing for this customer segment, and it is becoming more difficult to distinguish the value the retailer is delivering and to remain profitable. Our case study clothing company has a history of chasing trends and reducing prices on unsold clothing. It has always been customer-centric, but not exactly from the right perspective. It responds to where its customers are right now by buying product designed and produced by other companies, but by the time product reaches the stores, the customers have moved on to new trends. The organization needs to predict or even create trends. However, the clothing company's existing data are not very helpful. The information can identify strong and weak sellers in the past, but there's little predictive value. To solve these issues, the clothing company decides to get better customer data in part by establishing its own credit card and frequent purchaser affinity card programs. This will ensure access to accurate data and also promotional access to targeted customers, through direct mailings, billing inserts, eco-friendly non-spam digital marketing, and so on. Working with marketing specialists, it uses focus groups of actual customers to explore how its young shoppers define style, what influences their judgments, what the anticipated product life is, how tastes may vary in different markets, and what restrictions may shape their decisions, like cost. With a better sense of what its customers want, the clothing company can now work with designers and manufacturers to create lines of unique products and accessories that meet the customer's product requirements. Introduction stage. CRM focus at the introduction stage is on supporting the promotional program. Advertising costs are typically high during this stage in order to rapidly increase customer awareness of the product. New customers must be supported to ensure a high level of satisfaction with the product and the business. Case study: Introduction in Leisure Boat Business. The next case study company is a boat manufacturer that produces high-performance, complex, and expensive leisure watercraft aimed at very high-end consumers. The company was founded by an enthusiast who has always been focused on the boat's performance on the water, designing the best boats with cutting-edge materials and processes. The manufacturer designs its own distinctive hulls, but outsources engine design to a well-respected designer. Engines are built by subcontractors. Assembly and finishing is done in-house. The boats are sold through marinas, who act as distributors. The marinas sell more than one manufacturer line, so there is some competition for the hearts and minds of the marina owners and their salespeople. The marinas do a considerable amount of customizing at their end, adding different electronic systems and accessories, changing seating, and even reconfiguring the interiors. Sometimes, the original design and unique look that the manufacturer prizes are obscured in the process. Components of poorer quality are sometimes used in the customization process, and the customer may associate the problems with the boat manufacturer rather than the marina distributor or parts manufacturers. This is an expensive item to produce and a challenging item to ship and sell. Component expense limits the amount of inventory that can be manufactured before sale. Product size limits how much can be displayed at the point of sale. Delays in delivery can mean that a customer loses the use of the boat for an entire season. Customers may cancel purchases, and the manufacturer then has to pay for space at a marina. If delays occur repeatedly, the manufacturer risks losing distribution at a marina. Boats also frequently incur minor damage during transportation to the marina and eventual owners. These are small details, but they can seem like major issues to a customer who has paid a premium price. Customer care during and after the sale is a constant concern for the marina owners, since this is a demanding customer segment. The marina owners frequently complain to the manufacturer's sales representatives that the company just isn't in touch with their needs or those of the customer. Our leisure watercraft company has the challenge of becoming more customer-centric, as well as more sensitive to the needs of its supply chain partners, the marinas that distribute the product. So it involves its distributors in developing a new model and a promotional program. Marketing targeted at affluent previous boat owners succeeds in producing more than satisfactory initial sales. Trends in customization requests and aftermarket customization are carefully tracked so that these customer interests can be reflected in future models. The boat company creates customer care teams. Each new boat owner is assigned a specific customer care representative who has been thoroughly trained on the product and is empowered to authorize rapid correction of any product flaws. All new boat owners are automatically registered in an exclusive club that offers discounts on related products and invitations to special events. Growth stage. Customer care must be sustained during the growth phase. Information is used to identify strong and weak customer segments, and advertising messages must be tested for their effectiveness in reaching these groups. Case study: Growth in financial services business. The third case study looks at a financial services company that offers a variety of products and services to a wide range of customers. Some products are their own. Others are created by specialized investment or financial services companies, for example, socially conscious investment, insurance, or credit card programs. The company sells its products and services through independent financial consultants who agree to sell only the company's line of products and services. Tough markets and the internet have cut significantly into their business. Many people now handle their own investments. The market itself is almost too diverse. It is difficult to meet all the needs of these different customers and market to them successfully. The company also often loses lucrative high-value investors when financial consultants terminate their association and go off on their own. Generally, financial consultants leave when they become frustrated because they cannot offer the level of service or customer care that their clients expect. This is often due to limitations in the company's information systems architecture. At the same time, they are very sensitive to any infringement by the company into their relationships with clients. The financial consultants prefer that the clients think of them as the provider of product and service rather than the company itself. Our financial services business has developed new products and services that have resulted in stronger relationships with both its distributing brokers and the end customers. One of its innovations is an information system that allows brokers access to various information sources, analytical capabilities, and promotional vehicles like customized mass emails or print newsletters. It also provides customers with online access to real-time account status and history reports. The company is comparing the effectiveness of these newer promotional activities with the more traditional ones of cold calling prospects to offer new products. Maturity stage. During maturity, the organization focuses on using its dominant position to entice its competitors' customers to switch. At the same time, it must continue to attract new customers. Sales promotions may be increased to encourage retailers to give priority in merchandising. Customer care activities that affect brand image are especially important as an answer to increased competition. Case study: maturity in clothing retail business. Our clothing retailer, described above, knows that for each product line, maturity arrives very quickly. Its strategy is to develop new product that is ready for introduction as soon as the old product has peaked. This requires careful tracking of purchasing numbers at all outlets. With real-time data, rather than weekly or monthly status reports, the company will be able to move quickly. It will identify those outlets in which sales numbers are strongest, move inventory to those outlets, and implement promotional programs to sell off stock at only modest discounts. Meanwhile, new product will be introduced in the more mature markets. Decline stage. In this stage, customer care is critical. Customers with soon-to-be obsolete products must be assured that they can receive service and replacement parts. They can be provided a means of migrating to the newer products. Customer care now can promote lifetime customer development. Case study: decline in leisure boat business. Our leisure watercraft company is meeting the challenge of becoming more customer-centric. Its new model is well received by both marinas and customers. Unfortunately, it was also well observed by its competitors, who have copied some design elements. The company decides to keep its image as a leader by developing and introducing an innovative new model. Customers who bought the first product are targeted for early promotions. A used boat program has been developed for marinas to handle the anticipated inventory of used boats. Meanwhile, though, the company has worked through a plan with marina owners to ensure ample stock for repair and replacement. Customer care teams remain assigned to their existing customers to ensure continuity of service.